Romans chapter 5. Now that we have been justified or put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. So then, we are sinners, but we are counted as if we're righteous. And that's wonderful, to be right with God. He has brought us by faith into this grace in which we stand, and in which we now live, rejoicing in hope of sharing the glory of God. So we can be confident that we will be in the kingdom, that we will share God's glory, and we can be confident of that and rejoice in that. We also glory in our tribulations, in our troubles, because we know that trouble, testing, produces endurance, and endurance, or patience, brings the approval of God, and His approval therefore creates hope, and that hope will not disappoint us, for God has poured out His love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. So then God works through His Spirit right in our hearts, and in the Bible the heart often means the mind. So then God will put His Spirit into our minds so that we can know the love of God. For when we were still without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. So then it's not that He died for us because we'd been so good and He thought, oh, I feel so warmly towards those people. He died for us while we were yet sinners. It's a hard thing for someone to die, even for a righteous person. Although it could even be that someone might perhaps dare to die for a good person. But God has shown His love and commended it to us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So through His death, we are now put right with God and justified. How much more then shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? We who were once the enemies of God has made us His friends through the death of His Son. And now that we are the friends of God, like David was and Moses, they were called the friends of God, how much more then shall we be saved by the resurrection of Christ? So it's all so logical, isn't it, that if so much was achieved by the death of Jesus, how much more will be achieved by His resurrection? But this isn't all, because we rejoice because of what God has done in our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the reconciliation. So we are now friends with God. We are right with God. It's not that He's sort of shrugging His shoulders and says, well, maybe if you work it out, maybe I might save you. He considers us to be His friends, and we are right with Him. By one man, sin came into the world, and death through sin. And because of this, death came upon the whole human race, because all have sinned. There was sin in the world before the law of Moses was given. But where there is no law, there is no account to be kept of sin. But from the time of Adam to Moses, death reigned over all people, even over those who did not sin in the precise same way that Adam did when he was disobedient to God. Adam was a figure or a representative or a type of the one who was to come, that's Jesus. But the two aren't the same, because God's free gift is unlike Adam's sin. It is so that many people died because of the sin of that one man, but God's grace is much greater, and so is His free gift to many people through the grace of one man, Jesus Christ. And there's a difference between God's gift and the sin of one person. After the one sin, there came the judgment to condemnation. But after so many sins, there comes the grace of justification, of being told that we are not guilty. It is true that through the sin of one man, death began to rule because of that one man, that's Adam. But how much greater then is the result of what was achieved by the one man, Jesus Christ? All who receive of God's huge grace are freely justified or made right with Him and will reign in life with Him through Christ. So then, as the one sin of Adam condemned all mankind, in the same way the one righteous act of Jesus sets all men free and gives them life. Now that one righteous act, I suppose you could say, was ultimately his death on the cross. And just as all people were made sinners as the result of the disobedience of one man, in the same way will many be justified or put right with God as the result of the obedience of the one man. Law was given in order to increase wrongdoing so that where sin increased, God's grace would increase yet much more. So then, as sin ruled through death, so also the grace of God rules through righteousness, resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So it's all pretty deep stuff, but the logic of it is so powerful that if so much happened because of the sin of one man, now so much happens because of the righteousness of another man, that's the Lord Jesus. But you see the parallel between these two men, Adam and Jesus. And you can see, therefore, that Jesus had to be human. He was not God himself, he had our human nature. Because he is the, as it were, the opposite to Adam, who brought sin and suffering upon us all, whereas Jesus, through his act of righteousness on the cross, brought the position whereby we can be counted right with God and live forever. And so that's the huge significance of the death of Jesus. And that's why we try to remember it through the bread and wine every week. And we should live continually in the shadow of the cross, as if all the time we're aware that he died for me and that this really is true and that really we're right with God. Because our niggling little fear is that I'm not good enough for God, that I'm not quite right. And yet this is the great comfort that we will be. And this is the huge gratitude we must have for Jesus.